what would you call the little thing that the women wear over their dresses in the kitchen if they went into the kitchen?
Oh, well, it's called my apron, I guess. Okay. That's what they used to call them, apron.
Uh-huh. What about if a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color and she takes along a little square cloth to use as a what?
A sample.
Now, she sees a dress that she likes very much, and it's very becoming, and she said, that's a very what?
Well, she said, it's very nice. That's the very thing I want.
No, she saw a dress and was really just what how she liked it, or just dress she liked. You said, that dress is very what?
Very beautiful.
Or?
Very pretty.
All right. Now, what about, if she saw one that she likes better than she saw that she liked that one, then she say, this dress is what?
Well,
all right, now she said this one is a very pretty dress, right?
It's pretty,
now she
said,
saw
well,
another
she
one she liked even better.
She said, well,
now
this dress is prettier than the other one. I like it better.
All right. Now, then suppose she went down the street a little farther and she saw another dress. And she say, now this dress is just it. This is the what?
And this is my choice. This is the dress I want.
All right, now, but it's prettier than the one she just saw. So she would say,
this is the real dress I want.
But she would, if she was still talking about how pretty it was, she would say what?
Well, this is the prettiest dress I've
ever seen.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, where'd the soup come in?
Soup?
Yeah.
Soup? What you talking about, soup to eat?
Yeah.
Well, you can buy soup in a can. You know, like you get this, you talking about like you get this noodle soup and tomato soup and whatnot. It come in a can container.
What kind of can?
A tin. Uh-huh.
All right, now, a dime is what? So how many, what do you call a dime? You say
a dime is 2 nickels, 10 cents,
right.
Or 10 pennies.
Okay. What do you put on when you go and go out in the
winter time? Well, you put on your overcoat and probably you put on your boots according to the weather. If it's muddy, you put on mud shoes and you put on a heavy coat according to the weather.
Now, if this coat, buttons up, you really like the buttons on the coat, you would say that coat has beautiful...
Yeah, beautiful buttons on it.
Sometimes a man, you know, those suits, you have the suits, and they have a little something that you wear between your coat and your shirt.
It's called a vest.
Uh-huh, right. Or what else do you call them? You ever heard any other name for them other than vest?
Well, they call a vestie. That's all I ever know. I'm calling them a vest.
Uh-huh.
Some people used to call something a vestie, but I think it's a different makeup. Some of them was made like that, and then some of them made and come right down, yeah. Vest and a vestee, you see. So I wouldn't know a modern late name for them, but then the old name is called them a vest, 3-piece suit, coat, pants, and vest.
I see. All right, now a suit consists of a coat, a vest, and what else?
And pants.
And what else might you call these pants?
Well, you call them trousers. Trousers. Oh, suit pants or trousers.
And have you ever heard of any other name that they call them besides trousers and pants?
And pants, no, I don't think so.
Your father might tell you, boy, get up and put on your...
Put on your pants, put on your clothes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So that's the only name that you know for
them? Yeah, that's the only name I knew they would give them. Tell me the ladies to Papa House once and they caught him kind of wouldn't see the dress. Right?
What do you wear when you're working around the barn or shop?
I wear